The essay that kicked off the most interesting intellectual thread I saw this morning comes from Matt Clancy, and the question he's asking is deceptively simple. Is the Industrial Revolution a good precedent for understanding what explosive AI-driven economic growth might look like? The piece landed with 15 upvotes and only 9 comments, which is modest by HN standards, but the quality of those 9 comments punches well above the score.
The framing matters here because the Industrial Revolution has become the default historical analogy whenever anyone wants to argue that AI will be economically transformative on a civilization scale. The argument goes, just as steam power and mechanized manufacturing produced a step change in living standards and economic output that looked impossible from the prior equilibrium, AI might do the same. It's a rhetorically powerful move because the Industrial Revolution clearly did happen. The evidence is in the GDP curves.
But Clancy's pushback is careful. He's not arguing the Industrial Revolution was unimportant. He's questioning whether the underlying mechanism is the same. The Industrial Revolution compounded physical labor. It let humans move more mass, process more material, build more structures. The productivity gains were tightly coupled to energy inputs and raw materials. AI's productivity gains are concentrated in cognitive tasks, and cognitive tasks have a different economic structure. The marginal cost of copying a thought is essentially zero in a way that the marginal cost of copying a steam engine never was.
There's also a timing problem that one of the commenters surfaces. The Industrial Revolution's growth was fast by pre-industrial standards, but it still played out over decades. The transition from cottage industry to factory system took the better part of a century to fully diffuse through the British economy, let alone globally. If AI advocates are implying we get Industrial Revolution scale gains, but compressed into 5 or 10 years, that's a much stronger claim than the historical analogy actually supports.
The counterargument is also in the comments, and it's worth taking seriously. Information technology has historically diffused faster than physical technology, precisely because you don't need to build physical infrastructure to the same extent. Software updates instantaneously. Models deploy globally overnight. So maybe the compression is the point. AI isn't just doing what the Industrial Revolution did, it's doing it at information speed.
Where I think Clancy's analysis is strongest is in his treatment of general-purpose technologies. Economists use GPT, and yes, the coincidence of that acronym with the AI model family is noted, to describe technologies that affect the entire economy rather than one sector. Steam was a general-purpose technology. Electricity was a general-purpose technology. The historical record on these is that they consistently underperform in the short run and overperform in the long run because there's a lag between when the technology exists and when organizations, institutions, and human skills have restructured around it. If that pattern holds for AI, then both the pessimists who say we're not seeing it in the productivity data yet and the optimists who say it's going to be huge can both be right simultaneously. Just on different timescales.
Which is a sobering thought for anyone making 5-year economic projections based on AI adoption curves. The electrification of American industry started in the 1880s and didn't show up clearly in aggregate productivity data until the 1920s. If the AI equivalent of that lag is in play, we may be making a lot of confident assertions right now that will look premature from 2035.
The piece also gestures at something I find underappreciated in these discussions, distribution. The Industrial Revolution created enormous aggregate wealth, but its initial distributional effects were brutal. Real wages for English working-class families stagnated for roughly 50 years after industrialization began, even as aggregate output soared. The gains accrued to capital first and wages second, with a lag long enough to span entire careers. If cognitive automation follows a similar pattern, the short-run labor market effects could be genuinely harsh, even if the long-run outcome is positive.
I'll be direct. I think the Industrial Revolution analogy is useful for one thing and one thing only, reminding people that genuinely transformative technologies do exist and that dismissing them entirely is also an error. But as a predictive framework for timing, distribution, or sector-by-sector impact, it's too loose to do much work. We need better models, and Clancy's essay is a reasonable starting point for that conversation.